My name's Leanne Enoch. I am the Queensland Minister for Environment and the Great Barrier Reef. I am also a Kondamooka woman, so a Noonuccal Noogee woman of the Kondamooka Nation, the first Aboriginal woman ever elected to the Queensland Parliament. And of course, Queensland is the second largest state in Australia. So climate change has impacted Queensland in many ways, actually. We've seen the impact of persistent drought for many years in some parts of the state. And of course, we've also seen back-to-back consecutive mass bleaching episodes of the Great Barrier Reef, which has been the most frightening thing that we've seen, not just in Australia or Queensland, but of course across the world. So there's a great many things that the Queensland government has been doing to combat climate change and to give the reef the best chance possible to be able to manage what it's having to deal with right now. But that is just part of a bigger picture of work that's happening, including our climate change transitions plan, our climate adaptation plans, where we're really looking at the things that we need to be doing right now to adapt to the changes that we're going to see over the next few years and that we're already seeing now. One of the strongest messages that I've been giving to delegates that I've been meeting over the last few days is to seek to pursue thriving balance. So First Nations people know all about thriving balance. Thousands of generations in Australia, 3,000 generations in Australia, who have understood how much you should take, how much you leave behind, how do you ensure that you've got a thriving balance in the environment. We need to find what thriving balance means for us now, where the economy can still thrive, where the environment can thrive, where our communities can thrive, and of course, where our future can thrive. So for me, that is our big challenge, is to find the thriving balance in a changing world and to know our role in all of that. I stand here with 3,000 generations behind me, understanding that we are but a speck in time. But our speck in time is absolutely critical for the 3,000 generations ahead of us.